Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Muna in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our fifth installment on Kiddush. We mentioned at the end of yesterday's talk that even for those who sit during Kiddush, there is an idea of sort of standing a drop at the beginning of Kiddush, just in honor of Kiddush, of Shabbos. There's a very interesting idea. Many people, I'm sure, are familiar with the practice of the person by Kiddush kind of saying softly, Vayera Vayvoker Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShemayim, and just kind of saying softly, Vayera Vayvoker, until they get to Yom HaShishi. This interesting discussion about that, is that appropriate, is that not appropriate? But part of that fits into what we were discussing about standing a drop at the beginning. Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShemayim, the first letter of each of those four words spells out Yud Kei Vav Kei. When I say Kei, I really mean Hey, but that's one of the spellings of God's name. So the idea is we stand a little bit in honor of God. In other words, if those are the first four words you're saying loudly, then you're actually with the first letters of each word spelling out God's name. So that's another way of connecting God and honor for God to this Kiddush. Another thing about these psukim at the beginning, the Vayechulu psukim, is there are sources that say that it's extremely appropriate to say these psukim of testimony three times on Friday night. And we do, at least for a person who davens the Friday night davening, you say the psukim of Vayechulu in the Friday night Shemona Esrei. You say the psukim of Vayechulu following the Shemona Esrei as a minyan, as a group, you say those psukim. And then you say the psukim of Vayechulu at Kiddush. And of course, one could pose the question, why do I have to say the psukim of testimony at Kiddush if I already said it in davening? The basic reason cited in halacha is there are people around the table who didn't daven Friday night. This, of course, is very common in many of our homes. Many of the women in our community do daven Friday night, but many of them don't have the opportunity to daven Friday night. And so if a person is making Kiddush on their behalf, this could be the first time that those psukim are being said in their presence Friday night. But there's also an argument, maybe it's after the fact, but being that we say it three times, there's a special concept of saying the psukim of Vayechulu three times Friday night, so much so that the Mishnah Berurah brings down a source that says that, let's say a person made Kiddush Friday night, and they just were a little bit out of it, and they forgot to say those psukim at the beginning of Kiddush. They just started with the bracha. That if a person did that, and they realized in the middle of the Friday night meal that they did that, it'd be appropriate to stop, and maybe stand up, and say these psukim of Vayechulu. It's just an interesting thing to think about how focused we are on this concept. Just another point about Kiddush in general. In many brachos, particularly brachos on mitzvos, but even brachos on food, there's an idea in looking at the item on which I'm making the bracha while I'm making the bracha. It focuses my thoughts, it focuses me. So the basic thing that we're supposed to look at while we make Kiddush is we're supposed to look at the Kiddush cup itself. That's like the item, the prop, so to say, for Kiddush. Of course, if we're looking at our bencher to make sure we've got the words right, that's the best. But if a person knows the Kiddush by heart, it's appropriate to be looking at the cup. It's very interesting. There is a concept at the very beginning of Kiddush to just glance at the Shabbos candles. The idea is the Shabbos candles bring a great deal of Kedusha, bring a great deal of sanctity into our homes. The Shabbos candles are lit in honor of the Shabbos meal. So there is an idea, and there are sources that even say it's therapeutic in some ways, to look at the Shabbos candles right at the beginning of Kiddush. And then for the rest of Kiddush, if one's not looking at the actual text, one should be looking at the Kiddush cup. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.